Danielle Dreilinger has been reporting on the role of the Recovery School District for NOLA.com and the Times-Picayune. She's here to talk more about it. Danielle, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Diane.
Remind us briefly of why the Recovery School District was created and tell us where it stands now.
Great. So the Recovery School District was created in 2003 to take over failing schools, schools that had been failing for a long time that the local Orleans Parish School Board hadn't been able to fix. And it started very slowly with only five schools. But then after Katrina, all of a sudden, almost all the schools in the city got pulled into RSD. What ended up happening was they didn't have enough charter groups to take over these schools. So RSD ended up opening and running many, many schools for several years after the storm. That's now ending. They're going to be closing all of their traditional schools by June of 2015, if not sooner. But at the same time, they have chartered dozens of schools that have reopened. So they're looking at over probably 50 charter schools now in New Orleans that are part of the Recovery School District. So they control most of the city's schools, most of the budget, most of the city's school buildings. Most of the kids in the city are attending schools that are overseen by the Recovery School District.
So as schools have improved, they can leave the RSD. Most people assume they'd go back under control of the Orleans Parish School Board. But instead, what's been happening?
So 17 schools this year were eligible to return to the Orleans Parish School Board because their test scores have improved for long enough that they're considered to be back in good shape. What they've said to the RSD is that they don't want to go back. They are comfortable where they are. The law says they don't have to return. They say if it's not broke, why fix it? They have a lot of autonomy under the state Recovery School District. They are not overseen by elected officials. RSD can make decisions very efficiently and is really very hands-off. These charters make all the decisions about who they hire, what kind of academic programs they're going to have. They make all those decisions at the school level, and they're very comfortable with that.
And in the end, what difference does it make if a school, especially a charter school, is under the city school board or the RSD?
That's also one of those big troubling questions that people don't really know how to answer yet. A lot of people have told me that it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference whether Lusher is overseen by the state or by the city when they have such a strong program and such a strong reputation and history. But at the same time, there seems to be this really persistent feeling in New Orleans that they are just not comfortable with schools being overseen by the state long term. The Orleans Parish School Board is elected. People feel much more comfortable with the idea that if they have a problem, they can go to their elected official who is responsive, who can be voted out, and bring their issues up. And even people like Jay Altman, it runs the First Line Charter Network. It has five schools. He opened the very first charter school in New Orleans back in the 90s. His schools have voted to stay with the Recovery School District this year. And even he said that he's not really comfortable with that being the model long term, because while it works for his schools, basically it's just not the way the U.S. works. The U.S. is built on local school boards with elected officials, and even though they have problems, people seem to feel like that's where New Orleans should be in the future. It's just not clear how we're going to get there.
Danielle Dreilinger reports on education for NOLA.com and the Times-Picayune. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.